Comment ça va? Coming to you from Skybird Studios in Northumberland, New Hampshire, the land where summer is on a Tuesday. I'm DJ Frederick, or you can call me North Country Fred, and this is the Radio Thrift Shop. We play the dustiest of grooves. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. It's all about the joys of musical discovery. I'm celebrating 50 years as a DJ, so thanks for listening and welcome to the Thrift Shop. For the first part of the broadcast on this edition of Radio Thrift Shop, we're going to be putting the radio back in the thrift shop. I recently got a very cool CD that was released on Shinaki Records back in 2002. It's music from the NPR radio program, the Yiddish Radio Project, featuring recordings literally rescued from dumpsters by Henry Sopotnik and his team, and restored so that we could hear what the Yiddish radio airwaves were like back in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, and early 60s. And this particular CD includes a lot of the music that was featured in those broadcasts. So let's cue it up on the CD player. Here's music from the Yiddish Radio Project.
Postal telegraph time. Have you congratulations to send? Do it appropriately, inexpensively, with postal telegraph ready-written messages. Sent for 20 cents locally, slightly more nationally. WHN, New York. The following is transcribed.
Nickel, nickel, rooty-da-da-da. Nickel, nickel, rooty-da-da-da. Pepsi Cola hits the spot. 12 full ounces, that's a lot. Twice as much for a nickel, too. Pepsi.
Pepsi-Cola is the drink for you.
Nickel, 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 nickel.
From atop the Lowell State Theater building, your American Jewish Hour. The B. Manischewitz Company, world's largest matzah bakers, happily present Yiddish Melodies in Swing. They do it to Eli Mila.
They do it to Reb Dovido.
They even do it to Yiddle Mitten Fiddle.
Who does what to which?
Yiddish Swing takes old Yiddish folk songs and finds the groove for them in merry modern rhythms.
Samson was the Hercules of Israel's men.
Do tell, do tell, do tell.
He was just as strong as any other 10.
Do tell, do tell, do tell.
He made mincemeat of the Philistines.
Do tell, do tell, do tell.
He rode round in swanky limousines.
Do tell, do tell. Lord Delilah, wanna glamour girl wants Delilah. With a wicked curl, oh, she knocked poor Samson for a loop. To her strong men were just duck soup. Before Samson could realize, she gave the guy a haircut and she poked out his eyes. Cause Samson told Delilah his strength was in his hair. Delilah gave him wine, which really wasn't fair. Then she gave Samson that famous haircut. Gosh, I guess he felt cold without his hair.
The Philistines took Samson to the banquet hall.
Do tell, do tell, do tell.
A child led him because he couldn't see at all.
Do tell, do tell, do tell.
Then he prayed to have his strength once more.
Do tell, do tell, do tell.
Crash the banquet hall down to the floor.
Do tell, do tell. Oh, Delilah, what a glamour girl was Delilah. With a wicked curlew, she knocked poor Samson for a loop. To her, strong men were just duck soup. Before Samson could realize, she gave the guy a haircut and she poked out his eyes. Do tell, do tell, do tell, do tell.
Well, imagine hearing that on the radio when we're so used to hearing Taylor Swift. Wow, that was an interesting rendition of Samson and Delilah by the Barry Sisters and Jan Bart with Sam Medoff and the Yiddish Swing Tet. And before that, we heard the Abe Elstein Orchestra and the Dave Tarras Orchestra with the Second Avenue Square Dance. Well, I am DJ Frederick. This is, yes, Radio Thrift Shop. We're putting the radio back in the thrift shop for a little bit here on this broadcast. And you are tuned to WSCS 90.9 FM in New London if you're using a terrestrial radio, or classical WSCS.org. Or maybe you're even listening by a newfangled app of some sort.
This is Bird Note. If you're trying to spot a bird, you should look up, right? While it's true that there are many beautiful birds to see in the sky, plenty of species are easier to find by keeping your eyes and ears to the ground. For birds like this spotted towhee, the forest floor is like a grocery store stocked with protein-packed insects and fatty berries ripe for the picking. Like many sparrows, the towhees use their powerful feet to kick up leaf litter beneath dense underbrush. If you come across a roadside mudflat or crop field, check to see if any of those scattered rocks are on the move. These open habitats are great stopover sites for migratory shorebirds looking for rest and a meal. Songbirds, like these American pipits, are also frequent visitors. Their tan-brown feathers help them blend into the background as they scuttle about, often bobbing their tails as they go. Pipits are so well-suited to traveling on foot that they've got extra-long claws on their back toes to keep steady on rough terrain. Even some colorful songbirds prefer to skulk. You might think this Kentucky warbler's bright yellow throat would be easy to find in the swampy woodlands it calls home, but he's happy to sing to the high heavens with both feet on solid ground. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
From birding to crate digging, this is the Radio Thrift Shop, and I'm DJ Frederick, here with you every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. I'm celebrating 26 years on the airwaves here at WSCS, and 50 years on the airwaves overall. Wow. Makes me feel old. And today we're delving into music from the NPR radio series, The Yiddish Radio Project.
Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some, until I first met you I was lonesome. And when you came inside, dear, my heart grew light. lot in this old world seem new to me. You're really swell, I have to admit you deserve expressions that really fit you. And so I've racked my brain hoping to explain all the things that you do to me. By me a bit of shame, please let me explain. By me a bit of shame means you're grand. By me a bit of shame, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even Seven-der Bar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain by mere best of shame. So kiss me and say you understand. Shame, you've heard it all before, but let me try to explain. By me a biz to shame means that you're grand. By me a biz to shame, it's such an old refrain, and yet I should explain. It means I am begging for your hand. I could say Bella, Bella, even Seven de Ba. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are.
Lasting fame, we welcome you home. from over the phone, Levine, with your flying machine. Also ihr solch in alle Wissenschaften, wie an Ort ist dorten Isaid, seien Chochme, seien größe Kraften, überall ist er bald in der Mitte. Levine, Levine, bis der Held jetzt in Jesruel. Levine, Levine, wie die Uwes in Amul. Wenn Chamberlain ist gekommen dort, bist die gewesen mit ihm bald auf dem Mord. Levine, Levine, ist geklärt und ist getracht, was die dein Numen groß gemacht. In Bruch ist zum Tull, wünscht dir dein Jesruel, Levine mit dein Flying Machine.
Chicken Katschkes läuft in a hurry, wenn ich nehm dir heus in mein Sorry. Says a Britschke schenk keinen Hurry mit a Fringe auf dem Tal. Der Fringe presset wie Ziegenbärtlich, wenn ich treib mir meine schöne Pferdlich, me kann is men mich mit die Pferdlich, ich geb sie, aha! Die Rede gele, der Sitz ist bräun, wie sammet us Kerper glätte, Fenster von Glus in Neubmund, weil Tomme weiz hier der Wetter. Zwei schöne Lämplach, was winken und blinken, von die Potkowes fliehen die Finken, man kann sich von der Luft nicht untrinken, was es geht. Aha, mit mein schöne kleine Britschke, mit dem Fringe auf dem Tag. Oh, es hat ein schöner Frühmorgen, das Wetter wird durch ein sein schön. Warf herup, find sich die Sorgen, meine Mädele kommt heimzugehen. Meine Mädele kommt heimzugehen.
And now Maestro Sam Medoff and the lads of the Yiddish Swing Ted bring us the rollicking rhythms of Dayenu. It's time once again to say goodbye. Thanks for coming around today, ladies and gentlemen. And we invite you to join us again next Sunday when we have a special Purim program all set for you. This is Lewis Charles saying good afternoon and inviting you to
listen in again next week. Same time, same station.
WHN, New York.
and WSCS, New Hampshire. Wow, that was a lot of fun. Music from the Yiddish Radio Project, music that you would have heard on the Yiddish airwaves back in the day in and around New York City. I hope you enjoyed those selections, and if you have any questions about what you're hearing or any requests for musical themes that I can play in the future, email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. When we come back in just a moment, we're going to do some crate digging.
I haven't got a heart, but I've got a palpitation.
As Monica the Forest, I don't like the situation.
Are you going to stand around and let him fill us full of horror?
I'd like to roar him down, but I think I've lost my roar.
You're listening to Jitterbug, a Decca recording from 1939, and you're on the Soundbeat.
It's a what's this? It's a watch.
Man, remember this scene in the movie?
Who's that?
Nope, you don't. It was cut. It was originally conceived of as a way to get hipper audiences interested in the film. The jitterbug craze was sweeping the nation, and the scene had Dorothy and pals dancing wildly after being bitten by, well, a jitterbug. But the film ran over time, and cuts had to be made. Yep, 5 weeks to rehearse and film. Then, poof. It's remained a popular inclusion for stage productions, and in 1995, a grainy home video of the original scene, shot by composer Harold Arlen, was released. But they missed a spot. In the film, the Wicked Witch tells the flying monkeys that she sent a little insect to take the fight out of the fearsome foursome. It's one of a couple of continuity errors in the film. Want to see more? Go to soundbeat.org right now. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
DJ Frederick's tips on how not to do a radio show. Don't have a wavering voice. Have that deep, mysterious DJ voice. Don't use MP3s and WAV files. Use old records and tapes instead. Talk so fast that no one can understand you. Don't play any current top 40 tunes. Don't play any rap music. For more tips on how not to do a radio show, follow me at Radio Thrift Shop every Saturday night at 10 p.m. here on WSCS.
In the bed. I showed her most of Tennessee. That's all I could afford. I even thought of stealing so that I could show her more. But she never did seem happy, and I've often heard her say, I like it here, but I love Montego Bay.
I love Montego Bay.
Oh, I should have gone with her. At least I would have known. What about Montego Bay that makes its pull so strong? All I've got is her memory and the way she used to say, I like it here, but I love Montego Bay.
I love Montego Bay.
Why couldn't I convince her? Why couldn't I make her see? There's no way Montego Bay needs her more than me. When she left, she seemed so happy. I can still hear her say, I like it here,
I like it here,
but I love Montego Bay.
I love Montego Bay.
Mr. Record Man, I'm looking for a song I heard today. There was someone blue singing about someone who went away. Just like me, his heart was yearning for a love that it used to be. It's a lonely song about a lonely man like me. There was something about a love that didn't treat him right, and he'd wake from troubled sleep and cry her name at night. Mr. Record Man, oh, get this record for me, won't you please? It's a lonely song about a lonely man like me. I was driving down the highway with the radio turned on, and the man that I heard singing sounded so blue and all alone. As I listened to his lonely song, I wondered, could it be? Could there somewhere be another lonely man like me? There was something about a love that didn't treat him right, and he'd wake from troubled sleep and cry her name at night. Mr. Record Man, oh, get this record for me, won't you please? It's a lonely song about a lonely man like me.
One of the all-time great tunes about us DJs, the unmistakable voice of Willie Nelson and Mr. Record Man. Before that, if you were born in a certain time and have watched certain television shows, you would have known the voice of Burl Ives with Montego Bay. And we started off with Aaron Copland and a mashup of Norwegian Wood and Mission Impossible. Well, sometimes being a DJ is a mission impossible, and you wonder who's listening. So I hope you're enjoying the broadcasts. And if you have any questions or comments or musical requests, email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. We're digging into the crates for the rest of this hour of Radio Thrift Shop, so let's drop the needle. I wonder what this record is. Well, you never know what you're going to hear.
Thank you. Exploring Science in the Sea. If you want to avoid sharks, then steer clear of the mountains. No, we're not talking about the next Sharknado movie. It's underwater mountains, called seamounts, that you want to avoid. A recent study found there were 40 times more sharks around a couple of shallow seamounts than in the surrounding open ocean. Researchers spent about 20 months perusing three seamounts near Ascension Island, a lonely spot in the South Atlantic Ocean. The peaks of two of the seamounts rose to within a few hundred feet of the surface, while the third was deeper. Scientists studied life in the region with underwater video cameras, surface counts, and sonar scans, and they placed tracking devices on several sharks and tunas. They found that all forms of life were more abundant around the two shallower seamounts, from the tiniest organisms all the way up to top-level predators. But the higher up the food web, the greater the abundance compared to the open ocean. Some of the tagged sharks and tunas hung around a single seamount. A few others made appearances at both, and one intrepid shark journeyed up to 85 miles out to sea. The researchers aren't sure why there's such a concentration of sharks and other life at the seamounts. Currents may push more prey up the sides of the mountains, attracting larger fish. Or perhaps the currents just make it harder for prey to escape. Whatever the reason, the sharks just loved hanging around these underwater mountains. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
This is DJ Frederick, also known as North Country Fred. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. It's never the same program twice. Email me with any musical requests for future broadcasts. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com, radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. And I'll see if I can find your request while I'm digging in the record crates. From 1966, The Young Ones with Man of Mystery, released on Columbia Records. Before that, we heard Wally Richardson and Monday Monday, and we started off with The Wayfarers from 1961 Whistle Down the Wind. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Radio Thrift Shop, where you'd never know what you're going to hear. The shelves are full of 78s, 45s, 33s, cassettes, 8-tracks, even compact discs, and maybe a few wax cylinders.
I don't seem to care. My mind's in my pocket. My carpet is bare. Taking my time. Breezing along. Haven't a deadline to be any place. Rolling on smoothly. The sun in my face. Got nowhere to go. But it's at my own pace. Taking my time.
Sunflower shakes me, nice lady makes me feel like I've been a lazy speckled lover's laughing, celebrating love. Run, everyone, to sunflower sun, sunflower sun. Sunflower takes me, no one makes me do what I still dread. Running, rolling, loudly tolling bells to fill my head. Run, everyone, to sunflower sun, sunflower sun. Sunflower shades me, nice lady makes me feel like I've been a lazy speckled lover's laughing, celebrating love. Run, everyone, to sunflower sun, sunflower sun.
The Oxfords with Sunflower Sun from 1967, and before that, a band that had a few hits, the Status Symbol, Taking My Time. Well, my time is 10 p.m. till midnight every Saturday evening here at WSCS. around the world at classicalwscs.org. And every so often I want to throw in a surprise. And here's something I have not included on the Radio Thrift Shop for at least, about 20 years.
And now, the amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. Flash Frisbone, endowed with abilities far beyond mere mortal radio entertainers, such as the unerring ability to break format, mispronounce the name of the major sponsor, not to mention the name of the president.
Jimmy Carter.
Flash Frisbone, who last month received the largest severance pay ever awarded for a jock for not even saying one word on the air, $4,616.96 from KBOX K-Bucks. As we join our hero this month, he is staring at his severance paycheck, still stunned, and he has been told there's a collect call for him. Let's listen.
Hello?
Hello, this is the operator.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I have a collect satellite call for Mr. Flash Frisbone.
Frisbone.
Will you accept the satellite charges?
Oh, sure. Wow, I got enough money not to sweat a phone call. Boy, I'm going to get out of radio. Maybe start that waterbed store at last.
Hello? Oh. Hello? Frisbone.
Frisbone.
Whatever, son. Say, this is Benson Burner over in Savannah, son.
Benson Burner? You mean Ben Burner, the owner of the Savannah ball team?
Yes, and the yacht. Oh,
say, too bad about that race.
Oh, think nothing of it, son. Well, listen, the reason I'm calling is because I've got a job for you down here in sunny Georgia.
Well, Mr. Burner, I don't really need a job. I got some money and,
But, son, we need you down here in Georgia. We're starting a new network. CWN, I call it.
CWN?
Yeah. Got the idea for it when I was on vacation up in Canada.
Uh-huh.
Heard this station up in Manitoba. See, it was all weather.
That was me.
And they played music that was about the forecast.
That was me.
Yeah, and I really, really liked it, son.
That was me.
Well, yeah, I got your name from Billboard. See, I got the ad right here. It says here, says you do everything.
Yeah, they give me a rate on that ad. I run it every week.
Well, son, we need you. Come to Savannah. Would you come?
Sure, I guess, but I really don't need to. See, I'm going into the waterbed store business.
Later, son, later. Listen, I'm sorry to call you collect, but I wasn't sure if I'd get you, you know. I called 15 stations already today before I found the right one.
No problem. I got money.
Well, listen, I'll see you in Savannah, son.
Okay, I see ya.
Bye now.
Bye.
This is the operator. Are you through, Mr. Frisbone?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, send the bill to me at CWN in Savannah.
Okay, Mr. Frisbone, the bill comes to $4,614.85.
What?
Well, Mr. Frisbone, satellite time is expensive, especially since they lost SATCOM 3.
Oh.
We'll send you the bill. Have a nice day.
Bye.
And so, with $2.11 to his name, our hero journeys to sunny and beautiful Georgia, the studios of CWN, and the offices of Benson E. Burner.
Well, son, this is where history's gonna be made. The cable weather network. 24-hour-a-day weather on TV.
It didn't work on the radio.
Of course not, son. Folks want to see the maps.
I don't see the maps. Where are the maps?
Oh, they're not here yet, son. They're on back order. Hey, I hope they'd be here for tomorrow's inauguration, but they just didn't arrive yet.
Oh, who else works here?
Well, son, I've hired the best weather names in the business.
Uh-huh.
Names like Dr. Frank Field and Stormfield and Valerie Voss, Ward Allen and Albert, and George Graffis, just to name a few.
Whew.
All the big weather names.
Ooh, gosh, where are they?
Well, they haven't arrived yet.
Uh-huh.
We're still negotiating. Uh-huh. Anyway, we sign on tomorrow, and that's why I need you.
Oh, for a weathercaster.
Well, no, son. Not exactly. You see, the audio equipment didn't all come in.
Audio equipment?
Right, and we need a thousand-cycle tone.
Thousand-cycle tone?
You know, ooh.
Ooh?
That's right. Ooh, ooh.
Ooh,
ooh.
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 Ooh. No, a little higher.
Ooh.
A little higher.
Ooh.
That's it. Now, what I want you to do, Frisbone, is to stand behind that test pattern over there, son.
Yeah?
And just go, ooh.
Ooh,
no,
ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, like that. Okay, now just go over there behind the test pattern and go, ooh. And, but keep it regular. A little more regular. That's it, son. Now, don't let up. Don't let him. You just stay there and do that, and I'll go in and turn on the transmitter, and we'll begin transmitting. Now, just keep it up, son. That's good, son. That's good. Just keep a little more regular, son.
Well, is our hero going to make it? Will he keep a steady tone going? Will he make it without breaking format? Will he get a date with Valerie Voss? And what about Elma Gluck? Tune in next month and find out as we bring you another episode of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. Amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone are produced exclusively for the Air Check Factory at Studio B in Marquette, Michigan.
Try and keep it a little more regular, son. A little more regular.
You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in the Kearsarge Sunapee regions and around the world at classicalwscs.org. I'm DJ Frederick, and I'll play just about everything except for rap and heavy metal, but everything else is fair game. If there's any music you'd like to hear that's obscure and hard to find, email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com, and I will get it on the air for you in a future broadcast. Until next time, 73s, wishing you many blessings.